From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Just about every big central bank in the world is fighting inflation or gearing up to. That includes the European Central Bank, which hasn't raised rates since 2011, but it's expected to start this week. Here is the challenge, and it's a big one. The European Central Bank sets rates for all 19 countries that use the euro. That is 19 different economies with different levels of inflation and different rates of growth. What is good for one country is painful for another. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
No one much likes 40-year high inflation, not Americans and not Europeans. As inflation in the eurozone has climbed, people have expressed their frustration from one end of the continent to the other, as reported on international TV networks WION and Euronews.
In Greece, thousands of workers take to the streets to protest against price hikes and energy costs that are...
Ireland has become one of the most expensive countries in Europe. Recent increases in fuel, food, rent and energy has left many workers with little disposable income.
But while the U.S. Federal Reserve has hiked rates aggressively in recent months to try to blunt inflation, the European Central Bank has hesitated, says Sam Stovall at CFRA Research.
The ECB is really behind the curve. Christine Lagarde is probably humming, "I'm joining the party and I'll cry if I want to."
He's talking about the ECB president, who he says is playing a high-stakes game, raising interest rates to slow growth and fight inflation, which risks sending Europe's economy into a severe recession. That's a danger for the Fed, too, says Liz Young at SoFi. But unlike the U.S., which came out of the pandemic with a strong economy pumped up by stimulus spending...
The economy in Europe is in a more delicate position and is facing much more direct risks from the Russia-Ukraine crisis.
Europe's supplies of oil, natural gas, and grain have all been disrupted, leading to sharp increases in food and energy prices. But Europe's inflation has so far been mostly limited to those items, says Adam Posen at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
It's not the kind of broader inflation we've seen in the U.S. It's not very much wage inflation. So the European Central Bank should be less aggressive about trying to contain inflation and more willing to wait it out.
And Christine Lagarde has one advantage over other central bank leaders, says Jay Hatfield at Infrastructure Capital Advisors.
Lagarde is a pretty powerful central banker, a little bit like a Greenspan almost. So she has the ability to kind of create her own path where she focuses more on keeping out of recession.
And lets inflation run a little hotter while holding down interest rates enough to prevent an economic crisis across the continent. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.